Connecticut may be on the verge of legalizing recreational marijuana after years of debate. State senators have passed the bill. It's now in the state house, and Governor Ned Lamont says he will sign it. WSHU's Davis Donovan explains what the bill means for racial and social equity in the state.
Supporters say the bill is meant to address the war on drugs, which led to disproportionate incarceration rates among people of color. Devon Ward is with the Marijuana Policy Project. He was part of a marijuana equity task force set up by Governor Ned Lamont.
A lot of folks have criticized the delay, but the benefit that Connecticut has had is that we've been able to look at some of the lessons learned, some of the best practices from other states, and the bill that passed the Senate is one of the most comprehensive and well thought out bills in the country. It is truly a state of the deal piece of legislation.
The bill sets aside a certain number of vendors' licenses for people from communities that most suffered the brunt of prohibition. Much of the revenue from sales will go to communities of color.
You'll start seeing tens of millions of dollars being directed back into community reinvestment. Things like after-school programs, streetscape improvements, enrichment activities for youth. The hope is they have positive outcomes.
And Ward, who's also an attorney in Hartford, says the bill lets many people with marijuana sales and possession convictions have their records expunged.
I often see young folks, particularly young folks from communities of color, walking down our criminal courts with possession charges, sale charges, and that won't happen anymore.
If the bill becomes law, officials say the state's marijuana marketplace could be ready by May of next year. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.